Good afternoon. Just a couple updates here. On as far as Duane Brown is concerned, I would say that, again, that'll be a game-time decision. And then, you know, as it relates to Duane Brown, whether he plays, doesn't play, those types of things, you know, I'm not going to really go into what would happen with the offensive line, things like that. And then Arian was out there again today, and we'll see how that keeps progressing, but looks like it's getting better and better. With that being said, I'll open it up, Mark. It's all right. I would say it was about the same, but I think he's progressing. He's doing better.
When they asked you yesterday about potential to play on Sunday, you said you didn't.
I wouldn't say anything is ruled out until the game actually, you know, until you have to hand in the inactives and things like that. Yeah, you know, again, I'll tell you exactly what I told the team. First of all, that's above my pay grade. Number two, I would say that wherever they tell us to play, that's what we're going to play. They want us to play in a parking lot, we're going to play in a parking lot. They want us to play on grass, whatever, turf, doesn't matter to our players. We just have to go out and play better, and those decisions are above me. I just answered, Matt, yeah. Yeah, no, I think he's making progress. You know, Duane's the type of guy that's played so much football in this league that he knows what to do on game day, how to get himself prepared to play. So we'll make that decision on game day in communication with him.
Late in the week, would you expect any more changes to the 53?
Late in the week? I don't know, Jason. I could potentially. What's today, Friday? Yeah, potentially. Again, I didn't trade away. I don't have. I think I answered that one. No, I know. I know you're joking, Dale. I'm with you. I didn't. You know, that was a good joke. Ooh. You and I will meet on delivery. Yeah, that was good. That was good. Yeah. No, I think that's a good question. I would say I like the versatility, Mark. I think there's guys that can do some different things. They're tough, tough guys. They learn well. I believe they're being coached very well. Look, we all need to do better than we did last week, but you know, I think we've got some guys that can play different positions. Well, that's what he's done. I mean, he's played with confidence. He's a good learner. He's a very hardworking kid. He's a humble kid. He comes out every day and puts a good day's work in. He's in here, you know, in the off season after the draft. I remember seeing him here on the weekends, you know, and just doing little extra things to try to get out there and play. And I think that's showing up day in and day out.
You've got 3 days with Brian as your starting quarterback now. Just talk about how he's handled the situation.
I think he's had a good week. Yeah, he's had a good week of practice, so now he's got to transfer that to the field. I'm good.
I'm sorry, Wednesday, when J.J. was in here, it was sort of brought up that, well, you guys have not added a third tight end. And it was, they thought, well, perhaps J.J. Watt is a third tight end.
Now that you will have to wait till Sunday to find out.
All right, we're going to open the locker.
All right, see you guys.